Grace and peace are yours in abundance in your knowledge of God and your Savior, Jesus Christ. God's word for us today comes from the gospel lesson in Matthew 16, beginning again at the 13th verse. Now, when Jesus came into the district of Caesarea Philippi, he asked his disciples, "Who do people say that the Son of Man is?" And they said, "Some say John the Baptist, others say Elijah, and others Jeremiah or one of the prophets." He said to them, "But who do you say that I am?" Simon Peter replied, "You are the Christ, the Son of the living God." This is God's word. What is the key to a good conversation? Now, it may not be the key, but a key would certainly be asking good questions. When you ask thoughtful questions, that shows that you are interested in the person that you're talking to, and if you ask the right questions, you may unlock some great insight or information from your conversation partner. That's one of the reasons we like to watch or read interviews of people who interest us. A thought-provoking question can produce a fascinating answer. In that spirit, then, I'm here today to ask you, who do you think Jesus is? That's thought-provoking, to be sure. I'm certain that your answer would be fascinating. More than that, I would contend that it is the most important question you will ever answer. Now, there's all sorts of questions that you must answer over the course of a lifetime. What are you going to do with your life? What vocation will you choose? Or in some cases, what vocation will choose you? Who will you marry? Where will you live? Your answer to these will set the course of your life and have far-reaching implications. Yet behind and above all of them is that first question: who do you think Jesus is? It's a question that was first asked a couple thousand years ago, but since then, billions of people have dealt with it. Some have wrestled with it. Others have had their lives changed by it. Others have been haunted by it. Still others are thrilled to answer. What's your answer? More is riding on your response than you might imagine. Now, the first time this question was asked, it was asked by Jesus himself, and he asked it of his disciples. It was a pivotal moment in their relationship, although they couldn't have realized it at the time. Looking back on it, the apostles definitely realized the magnitude of this moment. We know this because Matthew, Mark, and Luke each include it in their accounts of Jesus' life. Wisely, our Lord begins this conversation with a warm-up. He asks his followers, "Who people say the Son of Man is?" In other words, who do people say he is? What's the word on the street about the identity of the Son of Man? That's what he wants to know. And the answers that trickle back vary somewhat. Some say John the Baptist. Others say Elijah the prophet, apparently returned from heaven. They're answers that sniff around the truth but never quite dig it up. Not much has changed in 2,000 years. Who do people say Jesus is? Well, some would say he is an enlightened spiritual teacher. Some would say he's a fraud. Some would say he's of extraterrestrial origin. I'm not making that one up. And yet others say he never existed at all. And then there are over a billion Christians in our generation alone who believe Jesus is the only Son of God the Father, conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, crucified, died, buried, resurrected, and ascended to the right hand of God the Father Almighty. We could spend days on end talking about who people think Jesus is, and it would be a fascinating conversation. At times it would get pretty heated, I would imagine, and often pretty intense. But in the end, it's not enough to just have the conversation. It's not enough to talk about Jesus. What matters, finally, is the second question Jesus asks. Who do you say that I am? So there it is. What is your answer? Everybody has one. Even if the answer is, I don't know. Even if the answer is, I'm not sure Jesus even existed. That's still an answer. I'm guessing your answer is a little more developed than that. But only you know for sure. Who do you say Jesus is? Think about it. Then listen to the way Peter answers. He says, "You, Jesus, are the Christ." What does that mean? Peter is saying Jesus is the anointed one. That's what Christ means. It's not Jesus' last name. It's a title. Calling Jesus the Christ is calling him the one God was talking about all the way back in the Garden of Eden following the fall. The one who would crush the head of the tempter serpent. Calling Jesus the Christ is calling him the prophet God promised to send, who would be like Moses. It means calling him the suffering servant shown to Isaiah, who would take the punishment of his people. It means calling him the one who looks like a son of man, seen in Daniel's vision, who was given the throne of Almighty God and a kingdom to rule over. Calling Jesus the Christ is calling him the rescuer, the redeemer, the Savior, the Messiah. Matthew fills in the blank left by Mark. Peter goes on to say that Jesus is the Son of the living God. And did you notice? Jesus does not disagree. Jesus does not correct Peter's understanding in that moment. In fact, he calls Peter's statement the rock on which his church will be built. clearly, this is how Jesus wants to be regarded, as the Christ, the Son of the living God. Who do you think he is? Is your answer close to Peter's? Do you call Jesus your rescuer, your savior from the guilt of sin, the sting of death, the torment of hell? Do you call Jesus the Son of the living God, truly God, truly human, both and? Do you call Jesus Lord and ruler of your life? And do you understand why your answer is so important? If you said your answer means the difference between eternal joy and eternal sorrow, the difference between heaven and hell, you're right. The apostles boldly preach there is no other name than the name of Jesus by which we can be saved. And it begs the question, saved from what? Saved from having to pay for the penalty of sins on our own. Saved from self-destruction. The name of Jesus tells us who he is and what he does. Jesus means the Lord saves. So yes, your destination for eternity is riding on your answer. But that's not all. If you say Jesus is your Savior, do you know what you're saying? You're admitting, and I'm admitting, we're sinners who need what Jesus alone can provide. We're admitting we have no standing before God on our own that can help us. It all rests on what Jesus has done by dying on the cross in your place and mine and rising from the grave alive. That's the gospel. And as the gospel gets worked into you, it's going to make some changes. If you say and believe Jesus is your Savior, that means you're going to stop grading yourself against other people. Because you'll understand, we're all in the same boat, sinners who depend 100% on God's mercy. If you say and believe Jesus is your Savior, that means that as that gospel gets worked into you, you're going to value your forgiveness so much that you become a more forgiving person. If you say Jesus is your Savior and your Lord, and you believe that, then at the very least you'll find yourself thinking about what matters to Him, and you're headed in the direction of giving Jesus full control of every aspect of your life. You see, calling Jesus your Savior isn't just getting an answer right on a test so that you can go to heaven when you die. Calling Jesus your Savior and trusting in Him for that salvation changes who you are today. Not only does the gospel of Jesus bless you, it makes you a blessing to others. So who do you say Jesus is? And how is your answer changing you. Would you please pray with me? Oh, Heavenly Father, grant then, O God, your will be done, that when the church bells are ringing, many in saving faith may come where Christ his message is bringing. I know my own know me. You, not the world, my face shall see. My peace I leave with you. Amen.